Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, you meet a guy. He's great. Oh, and you've been single for a long time. You've had a dry spell. It's been tough. And your friends are all kind of tired of hearing you talk about it. But then you meet a guy and he's great. And it's like you've been together for like 3 months and you're like really falling in love with this guy. He's like kind of perfect. You're like, this is wild. And then you've told your friends and they always act a little weird when you talk about him. And then you're like, you know what? I love him. I'm going to move in with him. I'm going to move him into my apartment. He doesn't really seem to have a job, so I'll cover the rent. And you tell your friends, and they're like, I don't know about this. And you're like, hey, it's okay. He'll get a job. I believe in him. I love him. It's great. And they're like, no, what you don't know is that he is a gigolo. We hired him when you were desperate to make you feel better. Don't move him into your house. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, a show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Patrick.
So he does have a job.
Well, you didn't know that because it was a secret job.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's falling in love with you. Like, don't worry.
That's the thing. If we're following rom-com rules, he was hired there to be with you. In the first place, but now he sees you for who you are and is right. In love.
And this is a show on Netflix that I haven't watched yet.
Oh.
Wait a minute, because this is also an episode of Veronica Mars.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, it's a show on Netflix and an episode of Veronica
yes.
Mars?
I don't know if they're related.
I
don't think, because like it's a French show. So I don't know if those French people saw the episode of Veronica Mars.
Right.
It definitely came out after that episode of Veronica Mars. But so I don't know that they're related. But also, it's funny because it's in the second season, and based on the trailer, the truth hasn't come out. I'm like, you did a whole season about a girl whose friends set her up with a gigolo, and the reveal didn't happen in the first season?
That's playing the long
game. I like that.
You are confident you're going to get picked up because that's pretty much the only thing you want out of that premise.
Yeah, or it could just be like the French disposition of like, well, if we don't get picked up...
Yeah, they'll be fine.
I guess you'll never know.
A laissez-faire.
Yeah.
Long-term plotting.
Okay, so the actual question, though, is what do you do when you discover that your new SO was originally hired?
And I think the key part,
as
Colin said, you're in love. Mm-hmm. So that is not really where your problem is.
Yeah, sure.
It's the friends. Can you stay friends with people?
But do you
who introduced you to the person that you love more than anything?
Oh my God, that's such a positive spin on it, Patrick. Well done.
Because they pity you. And then they lied to you for months because you every time you went came home from a date and like you were and they'd like how's your life, what's going on, and you tell stories about it and they just never told you. It's not cool.
Every time you're talking about going out for the evening, they're like checking their bank account statement. Are they getting charged still? That is a question, because now like hunky French boy, I'm like, well, are you working? Or are you in this?
And they're checking their bank account statement. She's got their routing numbers directly, and it's just it's like a direct deposit.
Or maybe they're checking their PayPal account to see if there's or their Zelle to see if there's a fresh request.
Yeah,
very good.
She doesn't keep charging. I didn't watch the show, so this now we're in the fantasy.
Now we're in Mogi world.
Yeah, where you guys better not fucking do this to me. I'm not interested.
But I mean, how will you know if you're not
introduced?
What
me to
if
a
you
sex
find
worker.
Love?
I will find love and lose friends. This is what I'm telling you. I think what it is they paid, because they pay for romance, not just like a one-night stand.
Sure.
So it's like they paid for a whirlwind three-week romance.
Oh, wow.
Texts that are romantic, nice dates, all of that stuff, whatever you charge plus expenses for that. So they paid for that. But since that 3 weeks is over, like they thought it was going to be a breakup. And she's like, we're seeing each other again this week. But there's no money from the friends.
Gotcha. I mean, well, then it sounds like he's into it, at least. I don't know. It kind of, I'm thinking, like, at what point does it become his responsibility? Because he's got to be the one to confess all of this, right?
Well, that's another question.
Yeah.
Should he be the one who has to confess?
Because if it's, like, the bratty blonde friend who does it, that would really annoy me.
You have a bratty blonde friend?
Everyone's got a bratty blonde friend.
Who's the bratty blonde friend?
Like you get into a fight because like they don't get the promotion they were hoping for, and you're being too happy about your new romance.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh fuck you, we bought you that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if it's one of those, then I would be sad.
You can't do it out of spite. But I do think
it is like a deep secret. Like it's gotta come like how if you are in the friend group, right, that did the hiring in the first place, like are you meeting up with the other friends like at some point, be like, hey, is someone going to tell her? Or like, what do you, it's a huge, you have created a bombshell
it's
at
a
this
bombshell.
Point. So, and like, I think the best you can hope for is that like they break up and it's never an issue and no one ever finds out.
Or maybe you delude yourself into forgetting.
Okay.
Like you just kind of like, oh, how did that happen? Did we meet him first? I don't remember. Oh, da, da. And then you just kind of move on with your lives. I mean, one member of the friend group is never going to forget.
Sure.
And that person, I think, starts to just fade away from the crew. Like just stop showing up for stuff.
Oh, okay. So we've eliminated one bratty blonde.
To the point where you even wonder if that friend that friend in the friend group was even a real friend in the first place.
Were they like just someone you thought was there and nobody else really saw them?
Right. And then like we go back and see flashbacks and like it was only ever you talking to them. Both of you get on the bus and only one of you pays.
But at the time, it didn't seem that weird.
It didn't seem that weird because, like, you're not really tracking then. Like, maybe put in $2. Like, who knows?
Yeah, but once you make it a montage at the end,
right,
it
then
all
it's
adds
up. Like dead ass obvious then. Guys, we're talking about imaginary friendships today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because JoJo Rabbit is out.
Yes. Though the way we just I realized after we kind of set up the trope of imaginary friends, there's no way that's how this one goes. Because the imaginary friend is Hitler. So I bet you know immediately that is an imaginary friend.
I mean, if there's a montage and somehow they undo World War II.
Hitler was never there.
Or it was the little kid who invaded Poland to begin with.
Oh, I guess that could be the secret.
We don't know.
That Hitler's not the imaginary friend. The boy is the imaginary friend.
That's actually a pretty good twist. And ScarJo is playing Eva Braun.
Yes. She can play anything, even a tree. She said it. I'm sorry it's a hack thing for me to make that joke.
No, I like that joke.
She said it.
What did she say?
She said that she should be allowed to play anything she wants. This is, you know, against like criticism that she shouldn't be playing a trans woman or shouldn't be, or a trans man. I forget what
I think it was a trans man, in my memory.
or that she shouldn't be playing Asian characters.
Yes, she's
and she's like, I can play whatever I want. I can play a tree.
It's like, I mean, you can't play a tree,
right? That's totally different. You're never going to upset a tree. There's no long history of subjugating trees. I guess there is, but like,
sure. Oh my god, do we need to read people. The Lorax right now, Patrick?
I mean, yeah.
Good stuff. But she's either going to be a tree or Eva Braun. We're not sure.
I'm going to be disappointed now when that isn't the twist. Guys, I kind of really want to see that movie.
Oh, it looks amazing.
It looks fun.
The Lorax with Scarlett Johansson as a tree?
Yes, that's all I want.
Oh, I thought you meant Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, of course I meant Jojo Rabbit. Patrick is being silly.
Wait, what do you mean you kind of want to see it?
Well,
just a little?
I guess it's the ScarJo moment. But actually, I like the other things that Scarlett Johansson is in.
Yeah, you saw many ScarJo movies in the last 5 years.
That's true.
She's been like Black Widow for a fucking decade. You can't say that you're morally opposed to going to ScarJo
movies.
I don't
know if I've actually seen her in a movie. Yeah.
Like at least a dozen in the last 7 or 8 years.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot.
Probably a dozen in 2019, if we're honest, if we count rewatches.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I call bullshit.
Yeah, no, I think it's because I was talking about this with some coworkers. I almost called them friends, and then I was like, I'm not going to say that.
Downgrade. Imaginary coworkers.
And we were talking about like going to the movies. I don't go that much anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sometimes, but not very often.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess when I was saying that, I was thinking like I might spend $20 this weekend and go to the movie.
Gotcha.
Instead of want to go to the movie
and then
do
not.
Laundry.
Yeah.
I mean,
will you call me up because I would like to go to that movie as well?
Okay.
Making plans on mic.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. Colin too.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yes.
There's actually a lot I want to see right now. Can we just change the subject to talking about movies we want to see in theater?
Okay. What do you want to see?
Like number one on my list, I want to go see Lighthouse.
Oh, I don't know Lighthouse.
It's the director of The Witch. It is what's his
name? Scary for Patrick.
Yeah, it might be too scary for Patrick.
Be horrifying, I think. it stars.
We'll tag Kelly in and tag Patrick out.
What's his name? Edward.
In the opposite of plans.
Oh,
off
he's
of
so
Mike.
Edward from Twilight.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson he's and Willem Dafoe and a bird and a light and a rock.
What it kind of bird?
Like a seagull.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. God. Dude. Seagulls are scary.
Dude.
They're like the pigeons of the sea.
Oh, they carry the souls of those lost at sea.
Colin is doing
Pattinson
a posture.
That was
he was doing a posture there.
No, he
it was like it was like a shoulder down and like an elbow up.
I seen you sparred with the Gauls.
Oh.
Never kill a seagull. Yeah. Oh, it looks so
that's
scary.
Gonna be, that's gonna be scary. The one I want to see, and no spoilies.
Uh-huh.
Even though I don't know. But this one I feel like
that was directed at me.
Yeah, it was 100% at Patrick. Because and I don't know if it's like there's a big twist or just I don't but people are like, don't read anything about it before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
But Parasite. Just the trailer has me like very interested. And
yes. I'm also very interested in Parasite.
So I'm like, I could go be revolted and be changed forever.
I mean, we have two badass horror flicks on the list so far. Patrick, are you still involved?
I'm in for Parasite at least, but I did like your impression from Lighthouse. So
yeah, we'll see if Willem lives up to it.
We'll pause the movie. You'll go up front.
Right. And now, an interpretive performance by Colin J. Morris.
Oh, guys, and Gemini Man.
Okay.
I was being silly.
What were the pair of sequels that we were also discussing? That there's the new Maleficent movie.
And the new Zombieland.
Yeah. Do not need to see the new Zombieland.
Here's the thing. If we were 14.
Yes.
And we were going to go see Parasite and then sneak into Jojo Rabbit. And then you guys said, let's sneak into Zombieland. I would sneak into Zombieland.
I mean, if
as a double extra movie I'm stealing for no extra money.
Gotcha.
What year did Zombieland come out?
I was in college, I think. So okay. it was probably around a decade ago or 12 years, something like that.
So if we had just finished seeing Zombieland and a week later Zombieland 2 came out,
like
then I'd be like, yes, I'll go see it.
Yes.
And here, I watched Zombieland again recently. Mm-hmm. I didn't dislike it by any means. I think I liked it almost as much as the first time. I think I liked it more when it was like in theaters.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, fun. And now I hate fun.
Well, no, it also
Great
was
point.
Like, it was, it felt special at the time.
Yes.
But we've now had a lot, like, once Deadpool has come out, and I know that they're different genres, but like, once we've.
This is right, though.
But like, once Deadpool has come out, like, I don't need you to give me, here are the rules of zombie hunting. Like, I get, like, yeah. No,
we're,
go for the
we're
head.
Pass it.
Yeah. But at the time, I was excited about it. And like, I, again, no spoilers, I didn't know about the Bill Murray cameo when I went to see the movie. Mm-hmm. I think I even saw it, if not midnight, I saw it the day it came out.
Yeah.
I was psyched for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like.
I mean, there was a time that I was like excited to see new zombie stuff.
Yes.
Like that was enough of a rarity. And I was like only getting my fix through like Resident Evil games and like Dead Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And then this like onslaught and like part of that's The Walking Dead and part of it's Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now I just don't know that I need it anymore.
Yeah. I feel like Zombieland was like the last like quarter of the zombie renaissance of our youth. Like what started with 28 Days Later, I would say ended with Walking Dead's release, and right before that was Zombieland.
Where was Dawn of the Dead Redux? Because like, I feel in the middle of that.
That was like a year, maybe 2 years after 28 Days Later. It was like right
that
in the
TV
mix.
Is in the mix of, again, a movie that if it came out now, I probably wouldn't go see it in the theater.
Right.
But that's a pretty fun horror movie.
I would. Fucking would go lo-fi, see- indie as fuck. Run and gun horror movie? Yeah, I'd go see that in a heartbeat. Love that.
I don't know. I'm paying for a Shudder subscription. I can watch them all in my house.
Well, so we're already going to see three other movies this weekend.
We've got a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes, I told you. I have the next 5 days off of work. Let's do this.
Very convenient.
Let's talk about imaginary friends.
Yes, that's why we're here today.
Yes, that is why I've gathered you here today. My real friends.
This whole time. Was imaginary.
Oh, that's an interesting point that we're doing this episode today.
Reveal! Kelly and I both got on the bus. Only I paid.
No. She'll be back next week.
Yeah.
That's all. She's fine. Don't worry about Kelly. She's real. I swear. She's like totally real.
Yeah. She's very real.
100% real.
As
like,
far
not,
as any of us know.
Yeah, like, not, like could Cyber? No, that's crazy.
What did you say? Cyborg?
Did you just say,
oh, cyborg.
She's not a cyborg.
She's not a cyborg.
No.
We would know.
We've
gone on trips with her.
We wouldn't bring it up like this.
No. This would be a weird way to air our suspicions that Kelly's maybe a cyborg.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like every time I've seen her eat green juice, she like powers up and like makes big muscles. And you're like, wow, you process that like a machine. Like that would be so crazy if that were a thing.
Right. Well, and also like I've never walked into a room where Kelly just goes, oh, what's the Wi-Fi password here? And doesn't pull out her phone. And you tell her what the Wi-Fi password is. And then she goes, great, thanks. I've never experienced
never.
That.
Never. So, like, yeah, no, she's for sure not a cyborg.
What a pain in the ass do you think that must be for cyborgs to have to get on the Wi-Fi everywhere they go?
I mean, they don't have to. It just saves them on data.
How frustrating.
Ryan, do you have an imaginary friendship that you'd like
I
to share?
I do. But it was funny because like, as I was thinking of these, and we kind of talked about it with like the bait and switch of he was never really there. Like, I feel like a lot of mine were ones where like you thought it was an imaginary friend, but it's a ghost.
Mm.
Or you think it's an imaginary friend, but it's your other personality, who's Brad Pitt. Or like you think it's, you know, all those
things. I think we need to be broad with the definition of imaginary.
No,
I count Brad Pitt as imaginary.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So.
Wow. I mean, I'm about to count him as imaginary.
We are open in SDS. But I went for one because recently I saw a thing on Twitter that really touched me in my heart. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I want to talk about that thing. So this is related to that, so I could talk about it.
Yay.
So I'm going with a completely non-sexual, guys. 100% non-sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of non-romantic because they're prepubescent. But Snuffleupagus and Big Bird.
Yay.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A classic for the ages.
Yes, because the first 17 seasons of the show, Snuffleupagus was considered Big Bird's imaginary friend because nobody else saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And maybe he was written as an imaginary friend. But then, and this is what I thought was so sweet and light or cool. So in the 17th season, the writers of Sesame Street were like thinking about how, you know, the messages they're sending to kids, and that you want to make that they want kids to feel like they're believed by adults, and that the message that Big Bird of Big Bird saying like, no, like Snuffleupagus was right here, and like the adults being like, oh, Big Bird, stop lying, you're just making stuff up, was like a bad message. So they wrote a scene where all of the adults, Mr. Hooper, like all of them, Carla.
Yeah, it's a big line. They're all lined up. Yeah.
So they're all lined up.
And for the slowest camera pan you've ever seen. So we could see all of their faces.
It's amazing.
And they all see Snuffleupagus. And then one by one, they apologize to Big Bird for not believing him and hug him. And they're like, I love you. It's great. It's lovely.
Wow.
So again, that was sort of a reveal of not imaginary. But
origins in being imaginary.
Yes, and it's in the mix.
Yeah.
And I love their friendship. And when I was a kid, Follow That Bird was one of my favorite
movies. That Bird fucking rules.
Yes.
That movie's so good.
And their separation is such a key pivot point of the relationship for me. So Big Bird and Snuffleupagus was mine.
That's really good and really cute. And I'm ashamed to say that I had a ship that involves Snuffleupagus in, like, this has to be like a grown-up Snuffleupagus.
Okay.
Because I'm
like, he's got tusks.
Yeah, like he's got tusks, and this is in like an AU where he remained imaginary the whole time.
Okay.
And so he was Big Bird's imaginary friend, and then like went on to become other people's imaginary friends and whatever.
Which to my mind is like the ultimate. I love the idea of a journeyman imaginary friend.
Yeah.
That's such a fun
idea. It's so good. But that then he would meet up with Pete's dragon.
Okay.
An imaginary dragon that Pete makes up because he's in this horrible life where he's adopted by this like family of thieves or whatever. I only have like the vaguest of memories of Pete's dragon from when I was a kid. But I loved it. It's mostly because I liked seeing a cartoon playing with a kid. Like, God, I wanted to play with a cartoon.
Yeah.
But so I just want like a fun, nasty romp of Pete's dragon. Elliot is his name. His name is Elliot. And Snuffleupagus. Just a dragon and a woolly mammoth just rolling around in the hay and having a great time.
Nice.
I like it.
Love it.
But that wasn't the actual ship that I wanted to...
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear the...
The Tyler Durden of it all?
Tyler Durden.
Okay, so what's Tyler Durden's biggest problem? What's Tyler Durden's biggest problem?
Oh, he's got too many abs.
Consumerism.
Oh.
is consumerism a problem, or is it something that he's just mad about?
His biggest problem, he's non-corporeal. Much of the time.
Is he non-corporeal, or is actually Edward Norton non-corporeal in those scenes?
Well, sometimes.
And he's looking at himself.
He says this, right? He said, Edward Norton's character says, like, sometimes I was him, sometimes I was watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, but he always was him.
But yeah, it's always
in a literal
Edward Norton's
way, right?
body. But when he has missing time, because
right,
you know
his... He's dissociated, because he's having a mental breakdown.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guys, I don't know why you think he's a healthy guy.
Who said anything about Jack being a healthy guy or Tyler?
I mean, except for the abs.
The abs are pretty healthy.
They don't eat very healthy, guys.
Oh my God, washboard. Is that where that term comes from?
I don't know, maybe.
Wait, what? Yes.
Because it's hard and bumpy?
Because you're playing washboard abs. No, here's who Tyler Durden needs to get with, and then it calms down maybe a bunch of people who modeled their life after Tyler Durden and Fight Club and all the wrong messages from that book and movie. Joy, the feeling from Inside Out.
This is the most disgusting thing. Kelly is somewhere laughing in her cyborg voice.
Running laugh.exe. Wait. Yeah.
So,
and I understand a feeling is maybe also not an imaginary friend.
And famously, there's a very good imaginary friend in that movie, but we'll let that slide.
Yeah, that would have been.
I don't want it for Tyler. No.
Maybe for Snuffy.
I don't think it's good for Joy.
Well, Joy.
Joy does need to be. She needs to be like pushed outside of a place where she just gets what she wants. Like that's kind of the journey that's of the, Inside Out.
Well, and I don't think that what's her name, Delaney. That little girl is not going to need
Riley.
Joy. Riley is not going to need Joy that much for the next few years.
Why not?
She's going through stuff. There's not going to be a lot of joy in her life.
Well, she's playing hockey with cute boys in one of the greatest cities on the West Coast. She's having a fucking blast. Her life's going to be amazing.
Her life is going to be amazing, but she's also going to be depressed for a while.
Yeah, too. I was like, Colin is just being Joy right now. Okay, so how do they meet? Whose world are they in?
Well, I think it has to be that Jack gets some kind of therapy, that like he survives the experience and realizes that all he's done in shooting himself in the head is like momentarily rid himself of like this sort of manifestation of Tyler.
Sure.
But Tyler Durden doesn't actually stay away.
Yeah.
And so he starts to get some therapy and realize that what he needs to find in his life is, so maybe this is like a thruple that involves Jack, Tyler Durden, and Joy.
Okay.
Sure.
I think they just need to find a way to not have to rebel against everything all the time.
Right, like Jack gets an Adderall subscription, and all of a sudden Joy is like,
just
a subscription. Prescription.
Yeah, subscription.
I get
every
mine
month,
monthly.
One comes in an envelope.
Subscribe to Adderall Box using promo code SDS.
Yeah, but it's like one of the mystery subscription boxes, so you don't know what your dosage is going to be. But that introduces Joy, and now Tyler's like, whoa, new roommate, odd couple kind of thing.
Yeah, and then she can kind of like lead them down paths, like, how are we going to spend Friday night? And Tyler's like, I think we're going to blow up a mall. And Joy's like, no, we're going to go ice skating.
So they blow up the ice skating rink.
But they have some fun first.
All right.
Here's the thing. I know it's throwing Joy under the bus, and it
is really
sacrificing Joy.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like it's for the greater good.
I mean, the greatest good happens at the end of that story.
That he dies?
Yes.
But he dies a martyr.
Shitty dudes are going to exist either way.
No, I mean, you are correct, of course.
So, thank you. Shitty dudes are going to exist either way. Better to get...
But you got to do something with Tyler Durden. Like, he's out there.
He is out there. I kind of like the idea of him, like, getting old and, like, disillusioned. And then, I don't know who he meets. What if he meets? Okay, so he's like been through things. He can't find anybody to like listen to his bullshit anymore.
Right.
He also doesn't really believe in revolution because it didn't work.
Right.
Like, if anything, things got worse. And he like doesn't even relate to incels. So he's like, I don't even want to deal with those people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So then he wanders a lot. He has to go really far. But he wanders into Hundred Acre Wood and becomes friends with Rabbit.
Why Rabbit?
Because Rabbit's also grumpy and complains about stuff.
Okay, what about...
I don't know. Here's the thing you were saying about Tyler Durden would not like endorse the incel community if he were around to see it.
I think
he would create one in the Hundred Acre Wood. Rabbit under the influence of Tyler Durden would be the most disgusting internet troll you've ever seen.
I was just trying to think of another imaginary friend that I probably don't want to be happy. Rabbit came up.
What about this imaginary friend? What if Jack goes to sleep one night and starts dreaming, and then he's being chased by a man with knives for fingers.
Oh.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh my gosh. Here's
Whoa.
The thing. That's great. Now
he's an imaginary enemy.
He's an imaginary enemy. I now want, and I don't think you could do it because we don't live in a world like Roger Rabbit happened, but since then, nobody can get everybody together.
Right.
Until Disney owns everything. Everything.
Yes. Right. Soon enough.
Six years we'll have.
But
it.
I would love a Nightmare on Elm Street, like Nightmare on Elm Street goes to the 90s, where Freddy just goes through just killing different characters from different movies. And we can use like CGI. But like he just goes back. He kills Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
He kills the Reality Bites group.
he kills 10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, he kills There's Something About Mary. Oh, he chops off her little hair.
Yeah, that's really good. And it hits the floor and shatters like the liquid man in Terminator 2.
What happens when he tries to go and kill Neo? Does he find himself in the Matrix?
Oh, I like that, because that's sort of like a digital dream. I would like to see that fucking with Freddy's equilibrium.
Yeah.
You know, and like kind of put him off balance, because you don't often see Freddy Krueger off balance, like in the way that in Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
When the kids bring Jason into the dream world. Yeah. Fucking awesome scene. I love it
so
much.
There should be more versus movies.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys this? I finally watched AVP beginning to end.
Alien versus Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually you just watch like the final 10 minutes or like a middle six.
And then you go back to, you go back and watch the middle hour.
I was working at a movie theater, so pop in and watch a few minutes. I was like, this movie sucks. It kind of does suck, but I mean, it's fun
it's
versus.
It's not unfun. Yeah.
No, not at all
but
unfun.
Isn't that kind of true about all the Predator movies? They kind of suck, but they also are fun.
Oh, I don't know. I think the first one is legit.
It's a quality movie in the way an Alien movie is a quality movie.
It's action versus like sci-fi horror, you know?
Even when like Alien is being more action-y, Aliens is better than Predator.
Yeah. True.
And also, there's only one good Predator movie, and that's Predator, right?
Well, and AVP.
And AVP, of
course. I don't know if you heard. AVP. Colin has now seen the whole thing. Okay, was that your ship?
No, none of those characters are. Neither of them are imaginary. They're so real.
I was trying to help you, Colin.
Okay. Have you guys seen Cloak and Dagger?
Not the whole thing.
I'm familiar with the characters.
I've seen a few of the season.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about the 1984 children's adventure film.
That was so cruel. That was so wrong. Is it based on the same characters? No.
Not at all. No.
What's it about?
This is about a precocious young lad who like wants attention from his businessman father, but it's tough because he's busy and he's stern because he is a bootstrapper, like hard. He got everything he has the hard way, and his son needs to toughen up and not be so fanciful with his video games and his choose-your-own-adventure novels.
Oh,
and
no, those are
like
going to get him into trouble.
Yeah,
exactly. So none of that shit. Dad doesn't like any of that shit. Well, what's his name? Davey Osborne and his dad, Hal. Now, the like main character in all of Davey's like favorite adventures is Jack Flack, and he's like a strong mustachioed man who can parachute into anywhere and you know, get the job done.
Yes.
So the same actor,
like adventurer, like pith helmet, like with a machete kind of style.
No,
like Indiana Jones,
like Royal Air Force kind of fucking guy.
Okay, all right.
Like James Bondy, but more
military.
More military, okay.
Like, he wears, like, a military uniform, but he'll, like special ops, basically.
Okay.
He'll bust in any door and solve any situation. So they go on to this adventure, and it's an amazing movie, highly recommend it, where his imaginary friend, Jack Flack, who is played by the same actor who plays Hal, his father.
I love it.
Whoa.
So good. So, like, obvious representation of what he really wants. It's great. They get into, like, a real adventure by accident.
I love it.
This kid is in real danger, but Jack Flack is, you know, like, telling him to throw marbles on the ground and shit like that. Until it comes to the point, like, the emotional climax of the film, when a guy, one of the criminals, is fed up and going to murder Davey, and Davey gets his gun away, and Jack is standing over his shoulder demanding that he kill this man as Davey aims a gun at him, sobbing because he doesn't want to do it. Crazy fucking movie.
Well, does he do it?
I'm not gonna spoil because you guys really should see. You guys really should see Cloak and Dagger.
Is it streaming?
I don't know. I watched it back when there was video stores.
So you just told us up to a cliffhanger of a thing that we have to go back in time to go watch. All right, cool.
I mean, I was talking about Pete's Dragon earlier. We can at least watch that on Disney Plus, maybe.
I have to admit, I didn't know how badly I want to watch the movie Brink.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
Until I went to the Twitter thing and clicked through like 400 titles.
So many titles.
Just to see if Brink was listed. It was not. I bet it will be in the second round. Brink is too good to not put it in.
Why not just do all Disney Channel original movies all at once?
Maybe because they want... I don't know. I mean, Brink is just the obvious. They have Luck of the Irish and no Brink. What are you doing?
It does seem like...
Twitches and no Brink.
It does seem like everything that they could have put up there, they did. Right. Like, there must be something either, like, with music licensing or something.
But Disney owns everything. And there's no way a Disney Channel original movie would put music in it that they didn't own for the next 100 years. They're copyright monsters over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what don't they own? Back to that
exactly,
part.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, but they didn't put every animated movie they have.
Right.
So, like.
Or even all the, like, Marvel movies.
There's, yeah, like, one Mighty Mighty Boss Tone song that they were able to fucking fight away from the mouse.
That's like, funny.
Took 15 years, but we finally got the right thing. And Colin, it's not even knock on wood.
No, they're going to hang on to that one forever. Boss Tones need to eat, baby. Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
Yeah, but do you want to hear who I ship Davey with?
Oh, I thought that was it. I thought you were just telling us about...
You thought maybe you shipped it with the dad. I got so caught up in the story. I wasn't even thinking other people.
Well, I'll be quick to it, and then we can get to a Twitter question for sure.
You don't have to, man.
We'll see how much you guys like it. All right. There's another cinematic little boy with an imagination that moves hearts and minds, and that is Cole Sear from The Sixth Sense, played by Haley Joel Osment.
Interesting.
I feel like those two kids have been through a lot.
They've seen a lot.
At the hands of their imaginations or real ghosts. We don't know. I mean, Sixth Sense is kind of up to us.
Is it? Is that the part that's up to us, is whether Cole is actually seeing ghosts?
Whether or not ghosts really exist is up to us.
Wait.
I'm sorry,
there's an interpretation of that movie where he's somehow seeing dead people with details about their deaths that he didn't actually know, and then when you find out about their deaths, it's the same.
Right.
What?
He's just an avid reader of police
autopsy reports. Is that like a real thing?
I don't think so.
I was just trying to shoot. I was trying to make him fit into the imaginary criteria.
Okay.
But his imagination, I don't know, whatever.
No, I like it.
We brought in imagination. Mine wasn't imaginary. My whole thing was about someone becoming not imaginary.
Right. And my whole thing was about a split personality into feelings. So.
Yeah. So you are safe. I just wanted to.
Most imaginary of any of us so far. Okay. So he meets Ghost Boy.
Yes.
Maybe as adults, you know, and hopefully not like. Or maybe as kids. Fucking let them meet them as kids. And they don't have to be romantic just yet, but gosh, well, they have some fucking stories to tell one another.
Well, and they can bond over that they have all of these meaningful connections to friends or beings or whatever that everyone else in their world can't see.
Yes. Hopefully Davey knows enough to frame it that way, because I'm picturing like Cole getting really upset every time Davey
I told you, I see dead people. I'm not imagining them.
No. This one is like my favorite fictional character, and he looks kind of like my dad when I see him.
I understand what you experience. Let me tell you what I experience.
No, but it's just like you. Don't worry. No, you don't have to explain
different.
It. I get
it's
it.
It's different. It's
I've
different.
Been there, man.
There are people who were alive and are no longer alive. I see them. They appear to me and talk to me. They make me tell my mom every day, the word every day. And then she reveals what her question was, and it was, do I make you proud?
That was really sad.
Oh my God, that movie is fucking amazing.
So good.
God, I should get another Sixth Sense tattoo. But yeah, that's my...
Were you hoping we would like encourage that?
No.
I support you in all your tattoos.
Thanks.
I just want to know what it would be.
I mean, maybe what?
Oh no.
I don't know. No, I'd get something cool. I'd get like the doorknob from the closet or something.
Like the big red doorknob?
Yeah, big red doorknob.
That's cool.
Or something.
Pretty cool.
or the three pilgrims who were hanging in the school was my immediate.
That's aggressive.
Like a chest piece.
Yeah.
Honestly, a chest is a good place because people won't see it every day. That you can't put it that in a place
like
people
one or
on
two
the bus
people
will see, you.
Will see it every day. Yeah, that's true.
One or two.
Including right. myself and right, my imaginary right. friend. Yeah.
Who looks just like your dad. It's weird.
By the way, I'm proud of all of us for not shipping Drop Dead Fred with anyone.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
I love Drop Dead Fred.
I knew okay, you but would, fuck him. But I hate him.
He's a great imaginary friend.
No, he's disgusting. He has no boundaries.
Yeah, he's imaginary.
No, but he does.
The rules of your Byzantine society don't apply to
he
him.
He does
Logan.
Actual mischief. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you're.
Actual mischief.
He does. Do you remember when he shit all over the floor? That
yeah.
was actual
yeah.
mischief.
Yeah.
That's not imaginary. And so I don't want to deal with your real imaginary shit on my carpet.
Well, wait. He didn't shit on the floor. She
the little
shit
girl
on the floor.
Should, yeah.
No, but
wait,
he
is she
does
little
it.
At that point?
I think when they're grown up, I'm picturing it. He pulls on his pants. He shits on the ground. Now, you're right. Everything that he does, she gets blamed for. And then the reality of the movie, what happened, really, you don't know. Did Phoebe Cates do it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's like Fight Club.
But
I don't know. Let's give that movie another chance because it's really, really
if
fun.
I really would watch it with you to give it another chance.
Yeah.
But I
We would argue the whole time.
I'd be very surprised if my position alters. I've hated that movie from frame one.
Oh my god. You guys want to take a question from
yes,
Twitter?
Yes, if you would like to have your question read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us. We are at ShippleDips, that's Shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or you can email us at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
This comes from Football Zombie with two eyes at Football Zombie.
Ooh.
At ShippleDips, no Twitter questions, rude, let me help. So I'm guessing that comes from back when he tweeted this when we were asking for questions.
Yeah.
So they write, I've been rewatching Prime Suspect from the start. Do you have any Jane Tennyson / Helen Mirren ships? How about Jane from Prime Suspect 7 with David Budd from The Bodyguard? Huh? Yeah?
All right. I have to admit, is David Budd hot Rob Stark?
I think he's the one who says mom too much, right?
Well, he's saying ma'am, but yeah. I ship him with all women over 50.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Yeah, I ship him with, if that's him, if it's a different character from The Bodyguard, maybe.
Yeah. You're just like, Rob Stark, spring, autumn, let's do this.
I feel like, it did you guys hot. Watch Prime Suspect at all?
No.
I haven't.
I feel like, and I don't know that I made it to 7.
Okay.
But I did watch it at a certain point.
Okay.
I liked it, but I never was that worried about her personal life. Like, I cared about her professional challenges.
And
of course,
who is she?
She's a hard-nosed homicide detective, but it's also in a time, because it started, I think, in the 80s, and then they've done a lot of seasons since. So time has passed.
Gotcha,
but, like, when it started, being a woman head detective or leading a murder case was a bigger deal.
Sure.
I think it is Scotland Yard. So, like, I was always more interested in her, like, career advancement or, like, the dynamics at work and not as much her home ones.
Mm-hmm.
But to give her, I'm trying to think. I mean, all right. I think I could do she transfers to New York.
Mm-hmm.
She meets Jerry Orbach and they have, like, a Law and Order romance. And he just, like, says funny things. And she, like, is the one who's actually good at investigating the murders.
Right.
But, you know, Lenny Briscoe's like, hey.
But you think it's got to be, like, a, like, working together? Like, you think that her work is so much a part of who she is that, like, the relationship also has to be related to that? Or can she find herself in a Killing Eve situation?
Mm.
You mean criminal?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you have a hot criminal?
I don't. I mean, other than... the obvious and the go-to of Carmen Sandiego.
I don't know. Carmen. Oh, Carmen.
She's a scamp.
She is a scamp.
She's like
a handful.
Not a bad criminal. She only does fun crimes, as far as I remember.
She steals the biggest stuff in the world.
She
which
steals
is hilarious.
Things that like
yes.
nobody could ever. That's
like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
she steals the Grand
Canyon. Fuck you. You want to arrest her for stealing the Grand Canyon? How about guard the Grand Canyon a little better? I don't know. I'm Team Carmen Sandiego. Well, just from what you were describing, I would like to see her with someone like Allison Tomlin's character from season one of Fargo.
Ooh, okay.
Another lady cop going up against it all odds. You
I
know.
Like it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And also they could have a little bit, if they, we could keep some of the age difference, they could be a little mentorship in there too.
Yes, yes, yes. Like she goes, she's like, fuck North Dakota. Fuck Fargo. Fuck Fargo. I'm going to Scotland Yard to become a real police.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and then there's also our other, you know, person we bring in when it's police related.
Columbo?
Yep. He does go to London in some episodes. I mean, he would never cheat on Mrs. Columbo. We know this.
Yes.
But if she died in an untimely way.
Just if.
Who did we retcon?
Old Lady Miss Fisher.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Which, again, I think that is true. I think that might turn out it's true.
So maybe Mrs. Columbo one day falls asleep and is visited in her dreams by Freddy Krueger and Tyler Durden.
I don't like this at all.
And she's killed in her sleep.
Wait, are we going to have to two relationships on that?
I think what's funny is Colin and I are much more invested in Columbo, and you said that in with so much glee that it almost offended me how happy you were to kill Mrs. Columbo in such a gruesome way.
You were the one who needs her Mrs. out of the Columbo. Picture. I'm just no. performing your will.
You no. don't have to be happy
you don't
about
like
it.
The means, wow. but you love.
You're rereading how it Fight Club. You're becoming some sort of agent of chaos. All of a sudden, what is happening to you, Patrick?
We do not talk about me being an agent of chaos.
Wait, was that the first rule, the second rule, or the third rule?
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.